This passage from John 13:3 through 17. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part in me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. It is my privilege today to bring you the message today. It's also a very humbling privilege as based on what we are speaking on today. Today, our message to our one another today is on serving. And it was a week of humility for me to be reminded again and again of just how much I can, again, serve those around me, and in particular, my wife. For those of you who do not know, my name's Andrew. I am a minister here, not on staff yet as a pastor, but it's coming. So I hear. Anyways, so again, we are in a series called The Church in Crisis, Changing but Never Wavering. So what does it mean to be the church? Not just in general, not just in this time of crisis. Because what it means to be the church extends beyond on whatever circumstances we're in. We think about how what Jesus said about how the laws and everything, the commandments that the Bible has given us. In Matthew 22, he was asked, "Lord, what is the greatest commandment?" And his reply in verses 36, or 37 and through 39, he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Now, I would say that that sums up, in general, what it means to be the church, not only during a crisis, but also outside of that. Now, what that means, as we get into the weeds and like dig through things and figure out what all that actually looks like, that changes depending on our circumstances. So as the church, we are to love God and love our neighbor. So today, to love one another, to serve one another. So far in this series, we've looked at a few different types of loving one another, or one another's. We are in week 4 of this series, and we are be looking at 3 one another statements that throughout this message today. As Pastor Kelly read just a minute ago, Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. I won't read that whole passage to you again, but I want to focus in on the one another statement in verse 14. And so Matthew chapter 13, verse 14. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. Now, the act of washing one another's, someone's feet is a very intimate thing. And for me, I had the privilege of doing, of washing several people's feet in different ceremonies. We did it at a camp, a kids' camp once, in a class that we taught, and just to make the impact of a counselor washing the feet of their campers. I did it at another camp where I helped out at, where I went and a kid who had it was a disability camp where we went and we spent all week one-on-one with a student, with a camper, and just giving them the time, giving them the attention. And those are very unique moments, very special moments. But for the most part, in our culture today, it is a practice that has lost its meaning, that doesn't really hold the same weight as it once did. And you think about a servant in a household where the guests are coming for a dinner party. It was commonplace, ace back in the day, to provide a service of foot washing for the guest. The guests had come from all over town. If they were lucky, they had some sandals to kind of keep them off the hard parts of the dirt and cut up their feet or something. But even with sandals, the dust and other grime that might be lingering on the dirt roads around are still going to get on their feet. And in this instance, Jesus stands up from the table, and as the revered teacher takes off his outer cloak, takes on the garb of a servant, and proceeds to wash the feet of those who have been following him for the past few years. Astonished and speechless, the disciples watched as Jesus went from one to another. Only Peter, it seems, he only had the courage to speak up and against what no doubt all the other disciples were thinking as well. It was out of place. But as Jesus urged Peter that he be allowed to do this, Jesus listened to him and washed his feet, despite of the pressure against doing it. And then Jesus returned to his place at the table and spoke those words. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. So in today's world, what does it look like to wash one another's feet? What does it look like to serve one another? Jesus showed us this act of service, what it means to serve one another, doing something for another that gives them worth and meaning, that raises them above your own level, that makes them, puts them up above your place, above your own needs. And all this before giving himself over to death for us, making the ultimate sacrifice to be with us. In Galatians 5:13, we read another one another passage. It says, brothers and sisters, we are called to be free. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use this freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Through the salvation that comes through Jesus, we have been set free and called to live in that freedom. When living in that freedom, we are still supposed to live within boundaries of that freedom. We have been set free from sin. Throughout the Bible, we read about the many boundaries and laws that were set out for us to follow, and in the Old Testament, particularly the Israelites, but continued on. Jesus talked about how he came to fulfill the law. And when Jesus came along, there were 613 laws on the books by which the Israelites strove to live their life by. I don't know about you, but I would have a hard time remembering all those laws or all those rules in which to live by. I have a hard enough time remembering to put the seat down in the bathroom. I have not been scolded for that yet. We'll see. But Jesus breaks it down to those two that we read at the beginning. And Paul reiterates one of them in Galatians 5:14, the verse following the one I just read. He says, "For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself." So in living into our freedom, let us speak to one another humbly in love. On this Mother's Day, we look at the example of Jesus with his disciples, showing them what it looks like to serve one another. And we read in Paul's letter to the Galatians the request to not use our newfound freedom to indulge our flesh, but rather to serve one another. It is of incredible importance that we serve one another humbly in love, to wash one another's feet, as it were. In the midst of this crisis, we should be ready to serve one another. But in the sense of being physically separated, how? How do we go about serving? Now, especially in the crisis, but even today, it would seem absurd to bring people over to your house just to wash their feet or invite them into your house, and as soon as they get there, to wash their feet before you even spend any more time together. This practice is out of date for our day. We use it in special services to symbolize our service to another. But is it the everyday practical service of lifting somebody else up above yourself? What can we do every day to do that? There are a lot of things that we can do. I'm going to read one another statement that kind of speaks a little bit to what we can do. Each of you, or in 1 Peter 4:10, we read, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." So we have each been given gifts that we can use to serve. And each of us knows what those gifts are and how they can impact certain people. But in reality, one gift doesn't speak the same to everybody. One person you go and wash their car will speak differently than if you go wash somebody else's car. Somebody who has a 30-year-old car that has 40,000 dents in it and is coated in dirt, and it might not mean as much to them. But I looked at a Reddit thread to try and figure out, okay, what are some of these ideas that people are coming up with today to be an equivalent to washing somebody's feet? Like I said, washing someone's car, maybe. Scrubbing toilets was one. And getting down in the dirty and scrubbing it down. Mowing someone's lawn. Washing dishes, especially in a time when everyone's home and the dishes keep piling up. Seeing pictures of different people on Instagram. It's like, this is what quarantine looks like. And it's their sink piled over with dishes. I saw another place is where people went out and they shined shoes. It was actually getting down to the feet of people. While these examples are great, they still don't kind of have that overarching broad feel to like really get in and be an example of getting into someone, going into somebody and propping them up and saying, "You matter." So for me, an example of what loving somebody would be is growing up every year for Mother's Day, after church, we would gather in the house. My dad would be preparing lunch. My mom sat in the recliner as my brothers and I would take turns massaging her feet. and just speaking to her words of encouragement and words of thankfulness of why we were grateful for her. Now, what made this so significant was not so much that we were going on and massaging her feet. I mean, there are some people that you go try and massage their feet, they're like, no way, don't touch my feet. But one of the key things is, what would make you feel special? And my mom loved to have her feet massaged. She constantly served us, day in and day out, selflessly. And on that day, we listened to her and gave her the opportunity to get what she needed to recharge. So in my studying and searching for like what it means to be, what it means to wash somebody's feet today, I came across an article from heartbeatinternational.org entitled Modern Day Foot Washing. This article gave the idea that today's foot washing is the often overlooked idea of listening. Just listening. So to quote the article, I'm going to read a section from it. It says, in today's world, society is webbed to iPhones, Droids, laptops. We're texting, Facebooking, Twittering, Instagramming, and LinkedIn. Any conversation is easily derailed by the distraction of a call, a let me text him or her back really quick, or I need to rush off to the next thing in our busy lives. Today, we don't worry about dirty feet too much. Still, our lives get messy, and sometimes the only way to wash off the dirt in our lives is to vent to a friend who listens. As we try to make sense of it, all of it, our modern dirt is often found in metaphorical desert, where our spiritual life converges with the challenge of trying to live out our faith in a mixed-up world. When the wind and the rain and of circumstances hits us from all directions as we try to walk out this faith, our spiritual feet get dirty. Our dirt may not be sin, which we are struggling. It may not be a situation which demands fixing. In fact, because social media and the first world standards almost force us to hide away our grime, it's difficult for anyone to see the muck and mire which clutter our lives. And we try to ignore our messes as we rush to keep up with the frantic pace at which we live. Still, we need somebody who will listen. Because for all of us, that moment comes when we look down at our feet, trying to walk forward in this path of faith, and see that they are covered with the cares of life. They need washing. Jesus, on his final night with his disciples, he took the time needed to thoroughly wash each man's feet. He listened as Peter asked mistakenly for more, but he listened. He came, we can be sure that he listened to the others as carefully as he cleaned those feet, which he had taken the journey with him over 3 years. Sometimes the best example of servanthood we can offer to another is the gift of listening. No judgment, no quick fixes, no pat answers, just listening. If we offer this gift, perhaps our friend will experience a refreshing rain as the overwhelming circumstances of life wash away, and the feet our friend needs to walk this journey are once again clean, ready for another next step toward the one who loves us. So as the world continues to figure out this crisis that we are in, my challenge to you this week is to reach out, to give somebody a call, and listen to them. Thank you. crisis that we live in today has so many people scared to death. Scared about what their next steps in life are. Be Christ's hands and feet. And let Him speak through you. In washing away the cares and struggles in life, that this life and this world and pain is bringing us. And know that in just listening, you don't have to judge. You don't have to have the answer. And in many cases, you probably won't know how to fix it. But we can just accept that. But we can listen. Simply listen.